Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. I'm like fully set into fall mode.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In what ways?
Well, we decorated for Halloween, which is a big surprise because normally we are not decorate for Halloween until like October 1st.
Okay, close enough.
I don't know what possessed us, but we just fully decorated for Halloween and I'm feeling good about it. It feels nice.
Maybe Corn Belly's opening.
Also Corn Belly's. Yeah. I've been to Corn Belly's 3 times this year. It's not even October.
I love that so much.
When it was our fall bucket list or whatever, and you and I were both like, we're not doing Corn Belly's this year.
Yeah. Too crazy.
Yeah, don't worry. David and I did buy passes and we will be there.
I love it.
Couldn't help ourselves.
It's good. I went today. They did like a military day today. So I took the kids and I took my friend Bailey and her two littles, and we went and my kids loved it.
You know, which is so stupid that I didn't know that military day was a thing. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently every 4 years we can get in for free one day. Thanks, Corn Bellies.
Yeah, you have to explain.
Guys, okay. As long as I was reading this correctly, every like 4 years the military gets in free one day during the opening of Corn Bellies. Okay. Every other year it's either it like rotates between military, police, fire, and I think I read like healthcare workers, like nurses, whatever, EMTs. So yeah, military gets in free one day every 4 years.
They really like, appreciate the service.
Yeah. And like, what's the point even, honestly?
I don't know.
It just seems ridiculous, honestly. Just don't offer anything at that point.
It is ridiculous.
But I mean, we still went and it was fun. And
Was it hot when you went?
It was like 75 and sunny, and a lot of people were dressed as if it was going to be cold.
Okay, this is what I was just going to say. I was dying at that, I don't know, post you like reposted to your story on Instagram. That was like, we finally reached the time of year where you dress to, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm butchering it. Where you're like sweater in the morning and regretting it by the afternoon or something like that.
Yeah,
that is the time of year. And I mean, when I went on my run this morning, I had my last like long run before my half marathon in a couple weekends, and it was 50 degrees like most of my run. It was 50 degrees and it like stayed cold, but I saw that it was going to be 77, and when I saw that, I was like, for Corn Bellies, that is hot. I have gone to Corn Bellies enough times to know that if it is over 70 degrees, you are wearing shorts and you are wearing a tank top or a short sleeve shirt. Like, it is hot.
No, seriously.
I'm glad I like remembered that, because so many other people were wearing jeans. Like, it just, everybody looked hot besides me. So yeah, but it's hard because if you go in the afternoon and then you stay into the evening, it does cool down. So it's kind of like, you just, I don't know. Corn Bellies is kind of hard with weather because you just never know.
It's kind of hard. The one in Lehigh has like some shaded areas and they have like lots of like benches to sit on and stuff, you know? The one in Spanish Fork is like brutally hot because there's like no shade. There's no hiding from the sun. Yeah. So if you go when it's like super warm weather, like, it's very, very hot. But anyway,
it's fun though. Go Corn Bellies. I'm gonna take my kids one more time. Maybe Vivi twice. I might just take Vivi.
Honestly, I feel like that's the move.
Yeah, she just like wants to do all the rides and stuff, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with Kale?
I know.
While I go on the ride with Vivi, like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, can't really do that. So
yeah,
would be fun.
Yeah,
maybe we'll just sit Kale and Ivy on David, and we'll take the girls.
That would actually be really, really fun.
Thanks in advance, David.
Oh, Ivy would be so sad though. Ivy loves
Corn Bellies. She doesn't have to know. You're always like worried about your younger one like being sad or left out. And I'm like, I don't give two fucks. I'm like, Kale, stay home. No, I'm like, Vivi, don't tell him. Vivi, it's our little secret. Although we don't do secrets, but I'm like, it's our thing we don't talk about. But,
you know, Ivy, I don't know. Ivy's like, she's actually my more like adventurous child. So I feel like.
Okay, then I'll bring Vivi. You bring Ivy.
Perfect. Yeah. No, Rowan would be distraught.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Any other life updates for you? Well, you didn't even give one really. Just corn bellies.
No,
today.
That was pretty much my life update. Yeah. I don't have much going on.
Yeah. I mean,
what about you?
No, nothing.
Yeah. Just
I'm trying
prepping for Rowan's birthday.
Yeah, Rowan's birthday. Next weekend, we're actually, funny enough, we're doing a corn bellies themed birthday party.
It's very cute.
It will be a miracle if it comes together. Stay tuned. But yeah,
knowing Chelsea, it's gonna be the cutest thing ever.
Oh my gosh,
just how it goes with Chelsea and her parties.
Well, yeah, she requested actually a corn bellies themed birthday party, and you know what I'm regretting now? I'm like, I should have just friggin' taken her to corn bellies for her birthday party.
Oh yeah,
like what's wrong with me?
Yeah, true. And it's all there for you, all set up.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to bring it to my house. We'll see.
It'll be so cute.
See how it goes. But other than that, yeah, no life updates.
What about pop culture this week? What do we got?
Okay, I've got two things on my list. I feel like I should have more, but
I have. Aside from Golden Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars, I have like, well, one of the things kind of pertains to Golden Bachelorette, and I have two other things.
Okay.
Maybe I'll start with those.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the Hayden Panettiere People interview.
Okay. Yeah.
If you have not seen that interview, maybe don't. No. I think it traumatized me.
Literally just don't watch it because it actually just needs to be taken down.
It needs to be taken down.
I feel so disappointed in people. Like,
me too.
They need to take that down. It's really, really sad to watch.
It is.
And I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about, people interviewed Hayden Panettiere. You can go like look it up on YouTube and watch the full interview. But I mean, basically you can tell the whole entire time that she is like on some sort of substance. Like she just doesn't seem fully there. She seems a little checked out.
She has a history of substance abuse. Like she's been in rehab many times.
I still need to tell you about the time that I saw her.
Oh
Vasa.
My gosh. Wait, are you going to tell us right now?
Yeah, let's just do it right now. Yeah. So once upon a time, it had to be like 2017 or 2018 because that's when we lived in Orem.
Okay.
Okay. So it's been a hot minute. Yeah. But I was just on the treadmill at the Vasa on 800 North, which is actually not even a Vasa anymore. Right. Like,
oh, it's not.
No, like it used to be the Vasa, but then Orem got like the new
that's
Vasa.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, just remember that that's gone too. Yeah. But so yeah, it was when the Voss on 800 North was there. I was on the treadmill and it was like in the afternoon. I can't remember. But it was just so weird because I saw her. It was Hayden Panettiere. And she was walking. She was like on her way, like walking out of the gym.
Okay.
And I just sat and stared at her kind of like, just kind of like dumbfounded. You know what I mean? It's like you just don't expect to see like a celebrity like in plain sight unless
in Orem, Utah.
Yes, in Orem, Utah. Just so weird. But so anyway, I just like watched her. Like I remember just like staring at her as she left. She had two bigger guys with her, which I'm sure was like security. Whatever. And she stopped at the counter and she was talking to like probably like five or six Vasa employees.
Interesting.
And so they were probably loving to talk to her, you know, and she sat there and talked to them probably like 2 or 3 minutes and then she left and that was it.
So really interesting because when you told me you saw her there, my first thought was I had wondered if she was at that rehab up in, where is it, in Midway or where is it at?
I don't know.
It's somewhere up Provo Canyon. They have a rehab up there and it's like, it's catered more towards celebrities and like high profile people.
She probably was.
Yeah. I only know about it because one of my friends worked at a salon and Demi Lovato came in and it was when she was in rehab there. And so I was like, oh, I wonder, but it just seems like weird for her to come down and work out because I'm like, I'm sure they have like workout facilities there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just like made me wonder.
Yeah.
That is crazy though.
I know. It was
and
so
I love her. She is one of my very favorite actresses. I would have died.
I never watched like Heroes or like what was the one you asked? Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I never watched like Nashville. Nashville which I know
is
you
probably
said
like top 10, which for me, I've watched a lot of TV. So like top 10 is like
a big deal.
A big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need to give it a try. But like I never watched like Heroes or Nashville or whatever.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite movies, when I was like in high school, and I still love this movie, is I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Yes.
So and good. I mean, she's Beth Cooper. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
so good.
Yeah. So
there's another movie I'm like thinking of from that era that she was in that I loved, and I can't think of which one it is, but oh man. Yeah. She's just in some like good classics.
Yeah. But anyway, the article from People Magazine.
Yeah.
They got to take that down. It was so sad. It was so sad to like, you can just tell like she's in so much pain that whole interview.
Yeah, it's horrible. She's like talking about her daughter and just, oh, like it's
her brother's passing.
Yes, know. It's terrible. Like you said, honestly, don't even go watch it. Don't even give it the, you know, time of day because it should be taken down. She's like clearly being exploited on that interview and it's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad. It is sad. But yeah, there's that. And then also, he's kind of old news by now, but like, I was really intrigued by Devin's restraining order being publicized. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, Bachelor Nation, like, you need to, like, figure your shit out. Stop, like, casting criminals. I, like, had done, like, more of a deep dive in, like, his restraining order. Like, the restraining order never actually came, like, through. Like, it never was approved by the court. It just was filed.
I think I saw that because he posted something again.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I like went and looked and like, yeah. But like I read the police report, and if like what was on the police report was true, it's very scary.
Really?
Like he broke into her house, trashed her room, like broke windows. Like, I don't know if it was like true or not true, but like what was filed was scary.
Then why didn't the restraining order go through?
And I don't know. I know that it's like not as easy to get restraining orders in certain places as others. So I don't know. But I'm like, I'm sure they would have had to do like some sort of, I feel like that's such a large claim. Like, I feel like they would have had to do some sort of like investigation into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, why did she not just like press charges? You know what I mean? So I don't know. But honestly, nothing would shock me about him anymore.
He is a monster.
He is a monster. And he's just like your classic, like sociopathic, like manipulator, like comes off cool, calm, collected, but he's really like crazy town.
I know. And I was actually thinking about him the other day. Him like our Roman Empire.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, didn't his family seem so nice at hometowns?
Yeah, so cool.
Mom was like so nice.
I thought his mom was one of the like nicer moms.
And so it's just like, how did you become such a monster with your angel mother and nice family? Just don't understand.
I do not know, but like after you do a deep dive and you hear about all of his bullying allegations in high school and how horrible he was
the bullying
to people in high school, the restraining order doesn't surprise me. I think so. Yes, the bullying allegations from his high school days was bad.
Yeah.
Bad. So I'm like, the restraining order just isn't that far-fetched after you hear everything else. But speaking of restraining orders, Gil from Jones season.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't even remember him from the episode.
Oh, really? He was definitely not one that was like given a ton of screen time, but one of his sons, I believe, was in the video, like that video that they watched, which was so sweet, by the way.
We will get to it.
But yeah, he has like a restraining order against him. I'm just like, Bachelor, we've got to like, are we not backtrack? I thought we background check everybody. Like, does restraining orders not come up on someone's background check?
I'm not trusting the producers of The Bachelor.
Do they just not care?
I don't know.
Does this stuff just give them so much publicity that they just don't care about the safety of their contestants? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But so I don't know if he's going to be like released from the show or if he was even given a rose. I honestly don't remember.
I don't know.
That's so bad. I don't remember if he was even given a rose, but if he has been given a rose, I'm like, I mean, this is coming out now. So like, who knows if that came to light during the season or not. Anyway, I guess.
No, yeah, that's true because it's pre-filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I had except for Dancing with the Stars and Golden Bachelorette. Which one do you want to cover first?
Yeah, let's just do Golden Bachelorette while we're on the topic.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think I sobbed the whole entire time.
So did I.
It is. There is something really, and I almost like forgot, because I kind of felt the same way watching The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
I actually think I like The Golden Bachelorette better. Like, I think the men are like,
yeah,
like more fun to watch. I don't know. I like Joan better as like a lead.
I think there's some. I always like the female lead better for the most part, but like I do think there's something like kind of significant and maybe special about watching grown men sit there reminiscing on their families and crying about their kids and their grandkids. It's just like really sweet to see.
Yeah, there's something really special about the Golden Bachelor Bachelorette thing. Like, it's just like, I feel like now when we watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, like normally, you just kind of know like everyone's there to like build up their Instagram, to just get like 15 minutes of fame, like start a podcast, whatever. You're not getting that with like it's these so older people. It's like they truly like want a second chance at love, and they're all so sincere. And I just love it. I love like someone getting like the first impression rose and all the men like cheering them on. So you know what I mean? Like everything is so so sweet and it's sincere. Pure. Yes, so pure.
So pure. Were you surprised by who she gave the first impression rose to? It was like, what's his name?
I'm not. Key? I don't know his name, but he's the tall. He's the like tall guy.
Kind of like
guy.
A burlier guy. Yeah. Like thinning hair a little bit. I thought he was fun though.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I think
I thought
he's fun.
He was, yeah. I
no.
thought they vibed well.
I wasn't really that surprised. I can, you know, and I think like a lot of people like expect to see the receiver of the first impression rose like go really really far. I can see him like in her top, you know, four or three, whatever, but how she was just like, I can see him like with my friends and with my family and we have fun together,
like, same
and
vibes.
Yeah, but I
know who I thought she was gonna give it to was the guy who his like daughter that he adopted spoke on the video, the blonde one.
Yeah.
That's who I thought she was gonna give it to. But I was wrong.
No, there's lots of good guys there, like
so good.
They're protect, I don't even know his name. The Asian man.
Oh,
at
my gosh,
all costs.
What's his name?
I'm obsessed with him. Him like going through the kitchen. Like,
he was.
This is nice.
Absolutely hilarious. And he's just being himself. He's not trying to be funny.
I know.
He's just so funny though.
I know.
My gosh, what is his name? That's gonna bug me. He was so great to watch. I'm like, can we, even if you don't like him, Joan, can we keep him for a while?
No, yeah, no. Protect
a
him
while,
at all costs.
Please. Oh, he was so funny.
He is a national treasure. And then, yeah, and then there was the video when they brought up, like, all their children. And you know what else is, like, so special about the Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Is, like, all of these people that are there, like, it's like their children have, like, submitted them to be on the show. And so it's not like you're getting, like, the same type of energy watching, like, young 20-year-olds be on the show and like their family being like, I just don't know if like
skeptical.
This is if this is right for you, like whatever. Right. You're getting like kids who are so hopeful for their parents to like get a second chance at love. It's just so endearing.
It's so beautiful.
I'm not even kidding. I think I sobbed the whole entire time.
Yeah, no, I did too.
I was a mess.
Texting you every time I sobbed.
It was a mess.
Yeah, I don't know why I was just so. I don't know. It affected me strongly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Joan's season.
His name is Charles, by the way. I had to look because.
Charles, I love you.
Charles, cute little man.
And then Kelsey's dad, obviously.
Kelsey's dad is fire.
His name is Mark.
Mark is fire. love him so much. I also thought Guy was fire.
Okay, these ER people doctor? With the weird names and Chalk.
Chalk.
I'm like, not Chalk.
Not Chalk.
Yeah.
C-H-O-C-K. Why?
I know. Yeah, some of the names are interesting, but
oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch this season. I kind of like fell off watching Golden Bachelor.
So did I. I only watched the first few episodes and then I was like, boring.
Yeah.
Also, Gary gave me the ick.
I know.
So I was like, eh.
Yeah. So I'm more excited to be watching Joan.
Yeah, me too. So good. Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about Golden Bachelorette?
No, let's move on to Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
I have so many thoughts on Dancing with the Stars. I should have wrote notes.
Taking notes.
So it's probably going to be a little.
Go back through our texts since I, texted you in real time of me watching it.
Let's talk about people who like surprised us. Number one, Joey.
I'm shocked. I think I even said whenever we talked about it, like, Joey is not going to go far because of his dancing abilities. He's going to go far because of his fame. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
He's going to go to the final.
He is. And he's good. So fun to watch. Not just because he like actually has rhythm, but like he has like showmanship. Like he's fun to watch.
Yeah. He's and he's good.
A good dancer.
It was amazing.
And him and Jenna are gold together. They really, are the really perfect good. Pairing.
Did you see Kelsey's TikTok? Because so many people are like, they're like, you're stronger than me, Kelsey. Like, I couldn't watch my man dance with Jenna, whatever. She's like, you guys, have you forgotten how Joey and I met? She's like, he was dating 31 other women at the same time as me. She's like, I think I'm okay to watch him dance with a married woman.
Yeah, like I think it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
I like, why are we all shocked?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just dumb, but
it's so dumb.
Anyway.
I loved watching her in the audience though. And I want them to show her more. I want it to be like Taylor Swift and the Chiefs, okay? I need them to be panning to her every 5 seconds.
We need.
Or like just have like a little bubble in the bottom so we can see her reactions. Because did you see her reaction video that someone had posted? Like it was of her watching him dance. It was the cutest thing ever.
No, yeah.
I'm like, I need that every time.
But yeah, I'm so shocked by Joey.
Yeah, very excited. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say Glevin Brooks. That's why I want my list next.
I mean, we all knew going in that they were just going to be like the hot couple. They're going to be the couple this season that they're going to like portray as they're falling in love.
Yes. Falling in love couple.
Which is how it always goes on Dancing with the Stars.
Which thank God it's not Alan anymore because he was the hot.
No.
I'm not saying he was hot. No. I'm just saying he was like the hot topic for a few seasons dating his people.
I know people love Alan. Alan gives me the ick so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I am happy like don't have to have the spotlight on him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, Gleb and Brooke, or is it Brooks?
Brooks.
Okay, I think whatever. It's Brooks. They're making some real sexual TikToks together.
It's too much for me. I'm all about like let's be sexy, but it's too much for me. I'm like they're trying too hard.
They're just leaning into how hot they are.
I guess. But I don't know. I think they're just really wanting to. I think they're really wanting to show people that they're like all about each other for the votes. And I just think it's just coming across to me as like this is too much. This is not like reality.
Yeah, I'm interested because just like thinking back, like I honestly don't remember her dance. So it was like good. And not to be, you know, respectfully, it was forgetful for me.
Yeah, because it was. She's fine. Like she's not a bad dancer, but she's definitely not a good dancer. Like, well, I'm floated somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I'm interested to see like how her other dances will go because, yeah, like you said, she's not like a bad dancer, but can she be really, really good and entertaining?
I'm sure we'll see. Like get better over the weeks, but I don't see her like in the top. Like,
yeah,
I don't see her in even the top like five.
Yeah, maybe. She won't get the fan votes the way other people will.
I don't think so either. I just think there's too many people this season.
Yeah,
that will get fan votes before she does, no matter how good she even becomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, their TikToks are icky. Go give them a watch. And then we have Alona.
Yeah.
Which I love her so much. She's not a good dancer, but I love her.
But see, she's one of those people that's not a great dancer, but yeah. She will make it because of fan votes. She'll make it like even like more than halfway through the season.
I think so too. And yeah. I think she'll get a little bit better just because she at least has like determination, but you can tell she just doesn't have natural rhythm at all.
Yeah.
But yeah. I love her. Yeah, her dance was fine, but I did enjoy seeing her. I think Emma and who is her guy again?
the dad off of Family Matters. Oh, I'm blanking right. on his name.
Which he is so funny, but I just feel bad. She's always paired with the old men.
I know. Someone had asked that on like in like the comments on TikTok, like Emma is like one of the dancers that have been around the longest. Like, why does she always get partnered with someone that is like so obviously
like
doesn't have a chance to win? And people were saying that like in interviews, like other dancers have said that Emma is like, she's like one of the most like patient, understanding. Mm. So I think they probably do put her, you know, yeah. with people who need a little bit more patience and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is like kind of confusing.
Yeah, it sucks.
But he's so darling. Like, you know what I mean? He was, I thought he was so darling to watch.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whitney.
Oh yeah, Whitney. I mean, I love Whitney. Her choreography is unmatched. It's amazing.
Her dress was stunning.
Yeah, she's just very hot. But I'm guessing they're making it about halfway through the season.
What's his name? Danny
Amendola.
Yeah. He's already getting some heat on the internet right now.
Yeah, people don't like him. He's like a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. Yeah. But yeah.
But her choreography was really good. I thought the best choreographed dance of the night.
Yeah,
but
Whitney and Daniela have the best choreography.
Yeah, by far.
And that is someone else who shocked me was, what's his name? Dwight Howard?
Yeah, Dwight.
Am I getting that wrong?
Yep. No, that's right.
She is meant to work with these tall basketball players.
And how? How does it even make sense?
But the dance was incredible. And you know what I like about him? Because I also know nothing about him. But he just seemed like he can dance, number one. They're making it to the finals. They just are. But he just seemed to me like he had the most fun out of any celebrity. Like out of any pro or star that was there.
Yeah.
Like he just seemed like... And he had even said, like, he's been wanting to do the show for, like, years and, like, now is his time.
Yeah.
But he just seemed like he was having so much fun, was, like, really into it. I was like, I just don't understand. I don't understand how she is, like, literally meant to work with, like, super tall basketball players. And she makes it work.
I know. They, like, it's just weird. You don't even, like, think about it much while they're actually dancing.
I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, you think about it in the sense of, like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
But not like, wow, their height difference is so, you know what I mean? Like, it's not so crazy. Like, she just knows. It's crazy. I don't know. And like, I am so excited for all the lifts and all the fun things they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think they'll go far. Yeah. I think people really like seeing that type of like height difference. I think it's like very intriguing.
It's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And like you said, he's very fun to watch. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's Tori Spelling. And why can't I think of who she's partnered with?
She's partnered with Pasha, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pasha.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, she's not.
She's not very good.
She's not a good dancer.
Poor Pasha. I love Pasha.
Yeah, she's really excited about being on the show. I love Tori Spelling, but I mean, yeah, the dance was whatever.
Yeah. Who else am I thinking of? Okay. I have three more on my mind.
Okay.
Right away.
Okay.
Okay, so Jen and Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, I had fun watching Jen.
I did too. It made me smile.
Yeah, she's not like the best dancer, but...
She's not like a Caitlyn or Hannah Brown, where it's like these bachelorettes that come on and they like have some dance experience and they're like really good.
Yeah, but I will say...
was decent.
Yeah, she's decent. I do think her and Sasha are like... Their personalities just go really well together. Like,
they're perfect.
Yeah. Together. They're kind of a fun couple.
Personality match.
Yeah. I was telling Haley that I had a dream that her and Pasha like got together.
Yeah. Her and Sasha.
Sasha, thank you.
I got you. I
know,
got
Posh
you.
And Sasha is too much for me.
I know.
But yeah, no, I had a dream that Jen and Sasha like got together, and it made so much sense in my dream.
In your brain.
As most dreams do, you know, and then you wake up and you're like,
well,
no.
He is divorced.
But it still kind of makes sense.
I mean,
yeah, because they're both
honestly,
single.
They had a lot of banter.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of giggles.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Could
but yeah.
be a thing.
Yeah, but she was, you know, she was okay. The other couple that I'm pretty positive is going to make it to the finale is Riley and Steven.
Yeah.
And can I just say, it was so refreshing to watch Riley be partnered with someone who is, I mean, not on her level, I can't say, but like could do the same moves as her and actually dance. And literally, she's like no longer partnered with a tree who just stands there and like gets voted for because people want to see them date.
Yeah.
Like, and it just seemed like they had so much fun doing that dance, seemed so enjoyable for them. And I'm just like so excited for her this season to have a partner like him.
I know, me too.
Yeah. So, and
they're super well matched.
Yeah. And I have heard through people who like, I mean, on TikToks, but through people who have like gone to the like the live shows and whatever, that like they get like the loudest screams. And they're,
really?
Yeah, they're like definitely like fan favorites this year. So I do hope they go to the finale.
Yeah.
And I
think they will.
Yeah.
What about Chandler?
Yeah. I was just going to say we need to talk about Chandler.
Yeah. Do you think they'll go far?
I think
really talented.
This is Brandon's best chance to win this far.
Yeah.
She is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the dancing was real good.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really excited for them.
Me too.
And yeah, and she's so cute. Like,
she is stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is really beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to watch them.
Yeah.
And then, okay, last but not least, let's just talk a little bit about Ezra and Anna Delvey.
Oh my gosh, rest in peace, Ezra.
My heart is like shattered for him. I just don't understand like why they would put him with her. She's gonna be gone like in the next 2 to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Because she is such a brat. I'm sorry. She acts like she is way too good to be there. Acts like she just like literally they're like, I can't remember the question. Like, what are you most excited about? To never have to do this dance again. And it's just like everyone else there, like even someone else who I think is kind of like snotty vibes is like Phaedra Parks, you know? Mm-hmm. But even she was like, yeah, like positive, like loving it, like happy to be there. No, Anna Delvey is just like such a brat, too good for everyone there. Can't like let her guard down at all. Like always has to be acting like she's too cool. And like Ezra is handling it so well.
I know.
You can tell he's just like dying inside every time she says something, but he's like, yeah, like we're just gonna play into it. We're just gonna play into her personality and we're just gonna use it.
It's just like crazy because I feel like this is her opportunity to come on TV and to like
be likable.
Uh-huh. Like show a little bit of humility and stuff for like what she's done to other people. And instead she's like has a really bad attitude. And like Ezra said in a podcast that I saw on TikTok, they were just like, what is it really like to work with her? And he was like, at first he was like, yeah, it's great. And then he was like, you know, except for the fact that like she doesn't have a work ethic, like have to really try hard to get her to do anything, you know, like she'll literally just sit in rehearsals and say, I don't want to do that. I'm just like, what the hell?
I just don't understand why she wanted to go on the show.
Why go on the show? Was she just offered that much money that like she just had to do it? Like,
you know,
I don't understand.
Have you seen that the stars are, they are paid like 3 times more than the pros are?
Honestly, I believe it. Believe it. And the thing is like maybe that is the case because she's definitely not going on to make a better name for herself.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if she is, then she's got to. She better try harder because it's not working.
I just think, yeah, she's out in the next few episodes.
Yeah.
She's just, and it's just so sad. Like, so she's just not likable. She's just not, but poor Ezra. Like, he really deserves a chance.
Yeah.
I just think he's so darling. And did you know his sister is like, his sister Stephanie, she's also in like the I can never, is it Trope? Troop, yeah, like whatever. Trope. This is like her first year on the show too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, I just feel bad for him. I'm like, I love him. He's so darling. And he got partnered with such a brat. Gosh.
Yeah, hopefully he'll get another shot next year with a better partner. Because, yeah, he seems great. It's just he doesn't have a lot to work with. So it's very sad. But
yeah,
but I'm very excited for this season. I wasn't like super excited when I first found out about the cast, to be honest. But I'm really excited now.
Yeah, it's a good cast.
It's very good.
Okay, anything else you want to mention?
Nope.
Okay, let's get into our topic.
Okay.
For today then. So today we are, I don't know what, talking about rating.
Yeah.
Fall fashion trends for 2024. And we've got a good list here.
What's your overall consensus? Are you excited for the fall fashion this year?
Yeah, I mean, fall is like, I feel like the best time to dress. Like it's everyone's favorite time to dress. I mean, there's a lot that I like on this list.
Okay.
And then there are some that I just like, absolutely, we will not be participating in.
Yeah.
You know, so
I definitely have more positive energy towards these fall fashion trends than I did the summer fashion trends. Like the summer ones, I was kind of a brat about. I was kind of like, not going to do it. And this time I'm like, I want to try all of it.
Oh, okay.
Like genuinely, like pretty much every single thing on this list I want to try.
Yeah.
Which, you know, don't know if that's realistic, but I'm really excited to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
About most of it. So.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Number one, suede everything. So jackets, boots, purses. Yeah. Like I've been seeing suede is literally everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm down for the suede.
Me too.
I like it. Especially like suede bags.
Yeah. Cute.
Have been big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, there's not like that much to say about it. I think it's cute. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I currently have stolen, which my sister listens to this podcast, so she's gonna know, but I have been hoarding her suede jacket that I love to wear, and now I'm like especially excited to wear it, and I'm never giving it back. In my closet. It's in my closet. And but it's so cute. It just makes every outfit look cute and like a little more like polished. So I'm excited for the suede.
Yeah,
I think it'll be fun. Too.
It's cute.
Number two is kitten heels.
Okay. And then this was a trend like also spring, summer. It's just like sticking around.
Yeah.
I've actually come around to kitten heels more. I feel like last time when we talked about them, I was like not a fan. I don't really remember. I now own like 3 pairs of kitten heels.
Oh, really?
They are just, they're just comfortable. Like if you're going to wear a heel.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm definitely more of like lean towards comfort.
Yeah.
Over looks. But yeah, I actually am into them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they look cute on other people. I just don't wear heels ever.
Yeah, and that's me too, honestly.
I only ever wore heels when I went to church. I don't go to church anymore, so I really like don't know when I'd ever wear heels. I mean, maybe for like a date night whenever I have a husband around again.
Whenever you have a husband again.
Yeah, then maybe. I don't know, but it's like one of those things that I'm like, it's not like high on my priority list to like buy and try, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I think they look cute, especially paired with like a suede jacket. It'd be very cute.
Very cute. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Number three is leopard print. And this is so funny to me that like leopard print is back in.
So 2010.
But like especially like the leopard pant or leopard print pants, like they're cute.
They are cute. Actually, honestly, really, everything I've seen, when I first saw this, I was like, no, like, no, we're not doing leopard print, are we? And then I started seeing like what people were wearing. Like my friend Bailey just wore a really cute like leopard print mini skirt to a concert last night. And I was like, that's really cute. You know, I don't know. I just think the way that it's being done, it just looks less tacky. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cute. It looks like almost more like people are wearing it almost more like businessy kind of. Like definitely more of a polished look than like a relaxed look from what I've seen. And I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
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 But I don't know if I'll be purchasing, to be honest.
Yeah, we will see.
I don't know if I can get it. Have to be the right thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can get myself to buy animal print. We'll see. I already did for Vivi, though. But oh, yeah, I mean, that's kind of different.
Very cute.
But yeah, it is cute. Yeah. All right. Number four, button up sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I see everyone and their dog wearing a button up sweater. And specifically, like, all of the buttons are open except the top.
The top.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think is so cute.
Yes. I think it's cute on other people. I don't know if I can see myself doing that.
I can see it on you.
I think it's almost a little too like prim and proper for me, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Kind of like schoolgirl vibes.
Yeah, which I think is cute. But yeah, like, I don't know. I think it'd have to be the right thing.
Yeah, I can see it on you. I think it would really look very cute. Yeah.
Well, we'll see then.
Yeah, I'm not like a big button up sweater girl.
Yeah.
I definitely can't see it on me, but it's really cute on everyone else.
Yeah.
So, us having the same feelings. Okay, next. Farmer/barn jackets. I already bought one.
I was gonna say, Chelsea has already purchased.
Yeah, I already bought one and I might buy another. This is like a trend I can like easily do. You know what I mean? Same. I'm not like a very trendy dresser.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like an easy trend for me to fall into in the summer was like boxer shorts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like my easy one for fall.
It's crazy that was easy for you, because I'm like, what? No pair of boxer shorts was flattering on me.
It's like my dream to wear pajamas all day long.
And they look so cute on you every time you wear them.
Thank you. But yeah, this is like the easy one for fall for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, a brown Carhartt jacket. Perfect. Yeah, like,
easy. And yeah, I just feel like, even when that's not technically quote unquote in style, it will forever be in style.
Right.
And like just practical and warm. Like, I just feel like living in Utah, like I can't wait to get my hands on a Carhartt jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that. And I just know it's going to be something I wear forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a good quality farmer jacket.
Yeah, it's
sign
a good
me
one
up. And if I get sick of it, I'll just give it to my sister. She's dating a cowboy, so
she will love it.
She can have.
Did I tell you I saw her at Home Goods?
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, last weekend.
Really?
Yeah, she was walking out and we were like pulling up in our car. And
oh,
I was
so you
like,
didn't say hi?
No, but I was like, oh, that's Haley's sister.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. But yeah.
Lexi, what were you doing at Home Goods? What were you buying?
Yeah, I didn't see.
Need to know. Okay, number six, cowhide. I can't wait to get a cute cowhide going out top.
Really?
I already got a cow like print. Uh-huh. So I didn't even know this was going to be a trend. And when I was in Chicago, there was a really cute, literally $10 cow print going out top. I don't even think I ended up wearing it there, but I still have it for like a girl's night.
So you bought
it. Like, yeah. So I bought it. But now I want like, I want like a statement, like furry cowhide.
Okay. I think a skirt would be really cute too.
So cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cute.
I don't know why I can't get on board with leopard print as much as I can with cowhide. That seems kind of weird, but
I don't know. My nail gal told me cow print nails are like in for the fall.
Chelsea, you have to get.
So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I think cowhide is cute.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I bet there'll be lots of boots and bags and like you said, maybe like mini skirts.
Ooh, bags I can see.
Bags would be a big cute one.
Yeah. Next one is studs. And when I was looking in to fall trends, studs were so big. The studded belts, the studded bags, the studded jackets, like everything is studded.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is bringing me back to like literally like 2002 or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But I do think like studs and like suede make sense together.
They do.
Yeah.
They're the same vibe.
Yeah.
And you wear the studs with the suede to kind of give an edge, right?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm all about it. I can't wait to wear the combo.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like you're just like more like into the trends than I am.
I don't know. Maybe you wore the boxer shorts them more first.
Well, the only trend I did. The only trend I did in the summer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I am excited for the studs. I think it's gonna be cute. And I just think, I don't know, I just feel like now, and maybe I thought it was back then, but I just feel like now everything can be so much more tastefully done. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to find like the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Number 8, square-toed boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was seeing that like last year, like pointed toe boots were more in, but yes. Pointed toe is more of a like classy professional look as okay, opposed yeah. to square-toed is a little bit more like casual cowboy.
Practical.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, so I guess square-toe boots are in. I think they're cute.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
And again, I think it makes sense with the other trends that are going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Next is moto boots. And I think this also just kind of goes with square-toed boots.
Yeah.
And also
kind of
like...
is a moto boot like, okay, it doesn't have to be like lace-up. That's more like... what are no. those called? What are the lace-up ones called? Why can't I think of what those are called? But we're talking about like one that maybe has like a buckle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally like... sorry, I'm pulling up for you.
Okay. Yeah. However, moto, because I had to look up the difference because I was like, okay, I had seen which is the next one, which is number 10, riding boots. Mm-hmm. But moto is shorter.
Yes.
Than the riding, right?
Yeah, because riding also almost like goes like up to your knee.
Yes, it's like right below your knee. Yeah.
Yeah. Moto is hitting you like mid-calf.
Okay. So it's like a similar style though, right? Kind of?
Yes.
Because they can both have like the buckle and well, like.
Another one that's on the list. It's okay. A little bit down the list.
Okay.
But I had seen that hunter boots were coming back.
Okay,
in,
yeah.
Tall hunter boots. And that's what I think of when I think of like a riding boot.
Okay.
But... yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, like similar, but like think of like, yeah, like a hunter boot is like very just plain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I think they like all kind of fall into like the square-toed boot vibe.
Yeah, which I think will be cute. I mean, it's really interesting. We're kind of going away from like booties, which have been so in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I love. Like a good pair of like just like Chelsea boots. I just feel like they go with everything. Mm-hmm. So I will not be giving my Chelsea boots up, but I am excited to lean into like more boot trends. I just think I just love boots. I just feel like they're such a statement mm-hmm. in any outfit. I'm really curious though. So like we talked about number 10 being riding boots. I mean, obviously if you're wearing a pair of riding boots, even moto boots, actually, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, really even moto boots, like, I mean, then what jeans are you wearing with those?
Okay, well,
right.
I have been seeing that skinny jeans are coming back.
I mean,
and
yeah.
Not even like, okay, maybe not like fully skinny, but like very straight leg
yes.
jeans. And I'm just like, okay, like, is it time? Is it time for me to go back to skinny jeans? Like, people are saying they would never go back to skinny jeans.
I mean,
but
the millennials will be happy. I mean, I fall on the very last year of millennials. So, I mean... I'm kind of right at the end, but I just am like, you don't wear riding boots without wearing them with either, I guess, leggings or skinny jeans, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. Very curious to see how that looks.
Yeah, it is interesting.
With all, everyone's baggy ass pants.
I know. Okay, next we have printed tights. And
it's gonna be a no for me.
This was something that I feel like was really in when I was in like junior high.
Yes, same.
Like I can't even tell you how many pairs of like printed tights I had.
Yeah, when I was in my part over like half, I don't even know how to explain it, but like my bangs were like 3/4 of my head.
Oh yeah.
My part was way over there. Totally. That's when I was wearing printed tights. Okay.
Same. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Not the side swoop.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, what was that called? Side swoop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, I was there too.
Well, yeah. What do you think about the printed tights? Will you be participating?
I will not. First of all, I would rather die than put on a pair of tights. Like,
same.
Absolutely would rather
same.
End it all.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, next one down is knee-high socks.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is to go with your taller boots.
Right.
And I had seen girls doing printed tights with their knee-high socks and their boots. And like the right girl can pull it off and it looks really cute.
Okay.
Just for me, Okay. Like, I love a knee-high sock,
yeah,
by the way, since we were talking about it. Yeah. I think knee-high socks with boots, like, yeah, forever cute. And always in style. I think that's freaking fall to the core. So cute. But just for me, I would rather die than put on a pair of tights, printed or not printed, period.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm putting on Rowan's, like, dance tights, I'm just like, ugh, how uncomfy.
Yeah, I hate these.
Yeah.
Hate these for you.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
I agree. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Maybe if I find the right pair. I did see a cute, like, pair of lacy knee-high socks, but they're kind of more of a tight material, but they, like, don't go all the way up, right? They, like, go to your knee, and I thought those were pretty cute, but...
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. And then we kind of mentioned it before, but 13 is the tall hunter boots. So we're talking like the ones that come up to your knee.
Like rain boots.
Yeah.
Big old I really like boots. Hunter boots, like always and forever.
I've never worn a pair of hunter boots in my life.
Yeah. I like them. I like the short ones. I like the tall ones. I think the short more. Ones
are so cute.
Yeah. I am a fan.
The tall ones just seem so clunky. Like they just don't seem very like practical. I don't know why. I just like they look like they would squeak and clunk and
it's because they're a rain boot.
It looks like I would trip over myself.
Yeah, no, I think it's cute. Like I think like a hunter boot with like the worker farmer jacket.
But like what do you cute. What pants? Do you wear leggings with that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a little flannel and leggings.
Maybe leggings are out, right? Like people hate leggings. I still like leggings. Oh, so
I'll be wearing leggings.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm down for the hunter
boots. If you're not going to wear leggings, my friends, then you're wearing skinny jeans. I know. Pick your poison this year. Pick your poison.
Next one is denim on denim, love. Which has been in style, will continue to be. I love too.
Love.
So cute.
I'm already telling you, one of my outfits this fall, haven't gotten it yet. Okay.
Okay.
But it's going to be like a fitted long sleeve shirt with a denim vest and denim pants. That's going to be, and square toe boots.
Cute.
It's going to be a vibe for me. Yeah. I'm going to be wearing it. I've also seen people wear it with like one of those lacy long sleeves underneath. Oh,
yeah.
Which that I've seen is in for like wearing under like big graphic t-shirts and stuff like that. And I think it is so cute. I love anything with a little grungy edge to it. It's like that grungy feminine I think is so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about denim on denim for you? Like, is that a trend you'll participate in?
Yeah. I mean, I would totally participate in. What do you think about like the denims like being different washes though? Because like I feel like that's where I get stuck is I would like try to do it, but then I kind of get like put off if like the denims are not matching close enough. You know what I mean? But I think it's really cute and it is something I would do.
Yeah.
I'm just not a very fashionable person. But...
I think that denim on denim is really tricky. I think they have to be the right pieces. I don't necessarily think they have to be the same wash, but I think, for instance, like with what I was just describing, like that has to be the same wash. Like those have to look like they are a matching set.
Yeah, I feel like they need to at least look like close enough.
Yeah. I think if you were doing like a light wash mini denim mini skirt with like a darker wash denim vest, like you could pull that off. I just think it would have, I don't know. They'd have to be like the right pieces though. I don't know, but I could, I think it looks better when it's the same wash, but it's kind of hard to find that sometimes. So
yeah.
Best of luck out there. Number 15, wide sleeve sweaters.
Yeah. I saw this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like kind of indifferent about them.
Yeah.
I don't think they're like, they're definitely not like catching my eye as like the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't think they're like hideously ugly.
Yeah.
I feel like they may annoy me.
Yeah. Okay.
If I were
okay.
to wear them.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? I think they're okay.
Yeah. I think it's like really interesting. I think wide sleeve sweaters are, they like can be really cute. I used to have a few, like a few years ago, they were kind of in and I like had a few. The only thing is like practicality wise, like when it's cold in Utah, you put your arm up and your entire arm is exposed.
Yeah.
So like when you're actually outside in Utah winter, they're not like the most practical, but I do think they can be really cute, especially if they have like a mock neck. You know what I mean? But I don't know. They're not like the thing I'm most excited about either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. And then, Okay, so two colors I've seen really in for this fall.
Yeah.
Burgundy everything and olive everything. And so, I mean, red has been really in, I feel like, for spring and summer. But now, like, we're leaning towards, like, darker red. So, yeah. Burgundy, which I love.
It's so cute.
I always love olive green. Olive green to me is a neutral.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but yeah, I really like the burgundy, the dark reds. I just bought like a dark red bag.
So cute.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Those are really nice fall colors to me. So,
yeah, I agree. I think both colors, I feel like, not to like toot my own horn, but I feel like I look good in both of those colors. And so I'm excited because sometimes I feel like when the color of the seasons or colors I don't look good in, I'm like, oh, dang it.
I know, like butter yellow or something.
Yeah, yeah, like- yeah, exactly. It's like, even like the cherry red, like, I just don't think I look good in cherry red.
You do look good in cherry red.
I mean, I wore it for the photo shoot, but I was like, this is not my color.
No, it is, though.
I did not think
so. I think you're a little colorblind because everyone has said, like, that is your color.
And you did look very good. Nice of everyone, but maybe it's just more so I feel more comfortable in, like, muted or, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said, olive really is, like, a neutral. Like, I've never, like, thought of it, but when I think of it in that way, I'm like, yeah, like, I have multiple things in my closet that are olive green that I would consider, if I'm going for a neutral color, like, I would wear that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, it's just like a good color. Very excited. Yeah. I really want a cute, like, olive colored bag. So
yeah, that'd be cute.
Be fun. All right, number 18, trench coats and long blazers. Yeah. And we're talking like long blazers.
Like down to your ankles.
Yeah, literally like down to the knees at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think cute.
I think cute too.
Yeah, I don't own any like trench coats.
Yeah.
But I think they're cute. Anytime I see them styled on Pinterest, whatever.
Yeah.
I always think they're cute. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. I don't know if I'll be purchasing one this year, but I do think they're very, very cute.
Next we have fold over yoga pants.
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain to me. Stop. Is it just like the top of, like, it?
Yeah. Yeah. Over? Yeah. Okay. Like, we're talking about like your classic, like pink, like when pink was a big thing, like fold those bitches over and you've got a yoga pant.
Okay.
Like your classic yoga pant.
Is it like wide leg?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Your classic wide leg makes your butt look so good yoga pant that I would wear in junior high and high school.
Yeah. And you know what? I love a yoga pant.
Dude, so do I.
I love a legging. I love a yoga pant.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't necessarily care for like the fold over moment, but sure.
I'm not trying to wear low rise anything, but
yeah,
as long as it's a mid rise or high rise fold over, I'm down.
Yeah.
I will definitely be purchasing. I've almost purchased actually a couple of times, but I've been kind of like waiting for the right like fit and length, and I like need it. I need my butt to look good in it. Like, I'm not going to wear those and like not have my butt look good in them. Then what's even the point, honestly?
Honestly.
So looking for the right pair, but I will definitely be purchasing like those with like a cute pair of like platform Uggs. Cute.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And like a long sleeve. Great. You've sold me.
Sold. Yeah.
Yeah. Sold me.
Love it.
Yeah. We've got number 20, skinny and straight jeans. Kind of moving away from the baggier pant, leaning into the skinny and the straight. What do you think? Will you be participating?
Well, I'm a little scared to go back to just like full on skinny jeans.
Why? Because they're not comfortable.
No, not because they're not comfortable. Yeah. Just because like I feel like they've been so out for the past like two, three years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like it would just be like such a shame or something. You know what I mean? Like people would just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like you would feel like you weren't on trend.
I know.
If you walk out of your house in them.
I know. Also, though, I have not really like worn jeans truly in like a couple years.
Yeah.
Jeans are just like not it for me.
Yeah.
I gravitate more towards comfort.
Yeah.
Have you seen those like they're like fake jeans? They're actually like sweatpants, but they look like just, I'm like, that is like right up my alley.
Yeah, like sign me up.
That's what I need to be
just
doing.
Go on TikTok shop. They're all over.
Yeah, like the fake jeans.
I don't know, Chelsea. I just don't think you've like found the right pair of jeans though.
Same.
Because totally. I truly was the same way, like had a really hard time, especially when skinny jeans went out. Because mm-hmm. for skinny jeans, I had my ones that I grow, American Eagle.
No, everyone that had like a freaking crisis over jeans, I feel like.
And that's just what I wore. Like I always wore American Eagle jeans and that's, they were comfortable for me, whatever. And then it's like, I had a crisis and I was like, what do I wear? Mm-hmm. And it's like, then I found like my jeans and that's what I wear. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I've heard really good things and I've tried on a few pairs too. I just can't bite the bullet on like $100 to $120 pair of jeans. But the Abercrombie and Fitch Curve Love jeans, mm-hmm. when I tried them on, I was like, wow, these are like really amazing. Okay. They're nice too because like they don't, you know how you like try on jeans and they like fit your waist, but then like on your like lower back there'll be like extra material. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the case with those. But anyway, I do think you have to find your like right pair of jeans and then you'll want to wear them all the time.
Yeah. No, so, I agree. But I just, like I said, I'm just not into like wearing jeans and so I'm not really like shopping around for them.
Well, maybe this will be your year. Who knows?
Yeah. What about you? Are you going to venture back into the skinny jean?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, if I find like a really good pair of riding boots that I'm sold on, then I think I will. Yeah. I think I'll. Too bad I didn't keep any of my old ones.
I know. I don't have any. Perhaps it has to depend on if you're wearing like riding boots
does.
Like that.
I absolutely think it you does. Know? I'm sorry, gals. I think if you're trying to be on trend, out of the house and you're wearing skinny jeans and a pair of Vans, I think it's automatically not trendy. I'm not telling you to not wear that, but I don't think that vibe is coming back. I think the vibe is like, it's more for functionality and to be able to wear a specific style of shoe than it is so much of like, we want it to like be a legging, but it's a pair of jeans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't matter. Wear whatever you want to wear. But like, if you're going for trendy, I don't think that's going to be it. But who knows? Might be surprised.
Who knows?
Maybe skinny jeans and kitten heels will be all the rave.
Dude, they totally have been though. Like with capris and kitten heels.
The capris send me. The capris actually make me want to vomit.
I know. You I hate can't. The capris.
With the capris. The capris represent everything that I escaped in my past life. I can't with the capris.
The capris and the maxi skirts.
The capris are traumatic. Okay. 21, we have clutch purses and small statement handbags.
Yeah, I think cute.
Yeah, I think so fun. And okay, some people are against this, so don't cancel me. But you know where you can find really cute, really cheap statement handbags? And I'm just talking about like
where Marshalls.
I just want to go out on the town with this particular bag with this outfit, and it's like $10, $12 is on Shein.
Oh yeah.
They just have like the any type, color, whatever bag you want, especially mm-hmm. right now. Like they have so many. So I might be purchasing a few. Just like have a couple.
Yeah.
I'm not an expensive handbag girl at this stage of life.
Yes. Well, absolutely same. Next one is tote bags. So like big tote bags.
Yeah. We're going the opposite.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I love a big bag. I love a big bag that I can fit my whole life into.
Yep.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. So. Well, and it's just kind of nice because like as a mom, it's like that is more functional as well. Mm-hmm. Like you could carry a big tote bag and actually like carry shit for your kids. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to be doing that with a small statement bag.
No.
Maybe for a date night, but like not when you're out and about. But it kind of makes sense too with like the suede jackets and like the mm-hmm. big old tote bags. I think it's going to be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Number 23, baggy on baggy. There is an example of like a big baggy sweater and a maxi skirt.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it and I feel like it can be cute. I don't know that like it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love everything baggy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'd be wearing like a big baggy sweater with a big baggy skirt. You know what
like,
I
where
mean?
Are these people living? You can't wear a skirt here.
Sure you can.
Not after sure next can. Month.
I mean, sure you can. You'd be freezing, but.
Go for it. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, even when I see it on other people, I don't think it's that cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of odd. But you go.
Yeah, I think the right person can pull it off.
Yeah.
Next one is dark browns. So mixing and matching different shades of brown. I mean, sure. I love a monochromatic moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm down for it. I am a little traumatized by brown still. Yeah. After our last photo shoot,
two photo shoots ago.
Yeah.
Then we were brown forever. Yeah,
the brown was getting out of hand.
Yeah. The whole page was brown.
But I do think like brown is like a nice fall color. Yeah. And like, I don't know. Is like mixing different browns like ever not cute?
A thing? Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I think it's always cute.
Yeah.
I remember like there was a time in my life where my mom told me like you can't mix black and brown, which I totally disagree with at this point. Mm-hmm. I totally think you can. But I don't know. I feel like different shades of brown has always been kind of in and a thing in the fall. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I think brown is nice, like just cause it's less of a harsh color than black.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometimes it's easier to match with other fall colors, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Number 25, black mascara on top, lashes, brown on the bottom.
Okay, cute. I have never tried, but maybe I should try.
It's supposed to like create a softer like effect while still like, you know, like showcasing your bottom lashes.
Yeah.
Less harsh.
I'm a really big fan of brown mascara, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never tried like black and brown.
Are you going to try? Are you going to give it a go?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Why not? That's such an easy thing to try.
Yeah.
That like is so like... not super noticeable, you know what
I mean? Yeah.
So yeah, I'll try it out. Does sound cute.
Yeah.
And I like brown mascara, so
it'll be fun.
Yeah. Next one, leather bomber jackets or just oversized in general. I mean, I love it. I love anything oversized. Mm-hmm. Great. I don't really think I'm like a super leather type of girl, mm-hmm. but I mean, I think it's cute. I like it. Yeah.
I love leather so much, so I will be participating. Yeah. And I think the bomber jacket is really cute.
Yeah.
It was in cute. Like a few years ago and I thought it was cute and I'm really excited it's back in.
Yeah.
All right. Number 27, shoulder length hair.
Perfect. For us girlies who can't grow out your hair.
Yeah. That is me. I literally just chopped off all my hair.
I know. And your hair is so cute.
Thank you.
Really, really
I love
cute.
I love the... length so much.
I know. I feel like, I don't know, it just feels so nice to like chop your hair.
Yeah,
like shoulder length is like a really good healthy looking
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just maintainable,
yeah,
you know, length. Good length of hair.
I agree. I so just good. Especially for like the us fine hair girlies, like chopping it off, it just makes you feel like you have thick hair.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really nice.
It is nice. I have been trying to grow my hair out for the past like couple of years, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Because I chopped it after I had Rowan.
Yes, and it was so then. Cute.
Yeah, I know. But now I've been growing it out and now I'm like, do I need to chop it again? Always a struggle.
Yeah, you look good with both though, genuinely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second to last, chunky knit sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. I love a chunky knit sweater.
I've been seeing them really cutely styled with like a white button up underneath. So you have like a collar.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so cute.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very also cute, like fun. Schoolgirl.
Yeah.
So cute.
Maybe I am into the schoolgirl vibe. Yeah, maybe I will so be cute. Doing the one button little camisole. That's the other thing is I'm like, what do you wear under that?
Like a tank top.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little tank top.
Not me going back to my camisole days.
I think you would look so, so cute in that.
Maybe we'll try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, chunky knit sweaters. That's nice too, because if you are into like a baggier, oversized look, like
mm-hmm.
you have that and then you can kind of dress it up or down.
Yeah. So glad everything baggy is in style.
Yeah. Already. Everything but the jeans.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going baggy on baggy, but then also incorporating skinny jeans? It's a little confusing this year.
I just think there's just like multiple styles that are in. Just...
I feel like it's like giving so many styles in one too. It's very interesting, but yeah. I'm kind of digging it. As someone who has never been able to like nail down my personal style, because I've always felt like I had to fit into like one style, this is really serving me well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really appreciating it.
You can explore. Yeah.
I enjoy. Okay. Last but not least, gold hair accessories. So like any type of gold hair accessory and maybe even like little hair bangles, which I can't participate in because I do not have thick hair. But very cute, like in ponytails. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I mean, I am not a hair girl at all. Like anything hair, freaking count me out.
Yeah.
Don't know, don't care, not into hair. Yeah. Hair hates me, whatever. But so cute on other people. And also, I love gold and I'm a gold jewelry gal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, gold is cuter to me than like silver hair accessories.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Fair enough. You know what's so weird is I always was like, I am a gold girl too. And then I started wearing silver and I was like, wait, does silver look better on me? Mm. No one ever told me. I actually think it does.
Interesting.
Which is weird because I've never been a silver girly. Like my wedding ring is not silver. Mm-hmm. It's rose gold. That was like the rose gold era. But still, mm-hmm. I would have chose either rose gold or gold. Like I never considered silver.
You know what's funny is I'm the opposite. I am like gold through and through. My wedding ring is white gold.
Funny.
I know. So weird. But
what's wrong with us?
I don't know.
But very, very fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was our last one.
Okay. So overall, what are you thinking? You excited?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Lots of cute trends and styles for the fall. And like so I said, cute. I feel like fall is just like everyone's favorite season to dress for. So
yeah,
we are coming into the best time of the year.
We are.
People,
and
get ready.
Utah fall is serving this year.
Yeah.
I know next week is supposed to get up into the 80s a little bit, but I'm like, dude, we're like actually getting some fall weather.
Mm-hmm. It's been
and
crispy.
I'm like, it has been good.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying.
Yeah. It does feel nice. And like I said, I'm in full fall mode.
Yeah.
So bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're not already, go follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. And go follow us on TikTok. We're at 2blondes1pod. We haven't been posting as much lately over there. The video situation has come to a little bit of a halt.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be explained later on.
To be explained later on, you know? But yeah, go follow us anyway on TikTok. And if you love us, give us a rate and review on the podcast. Just, you know, so easy to click five stars. So easy. If you super love us, leave us a comment. A nice one. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.